Mystic Fire, video and audio, proudly presents Terence McKenna. History ends in green. This is tape 5 of a 6-cassette series.
Well, this is sort of, I regard this as the freebie lecture that you could sit out if you had a massage, because it's just sort of, it's something which I discovered is one way of putting it, or dreamed up is another. And it's, if nothing else, it demonstrates the slippery nature of ideas. And depending on the audience I'm talking to, I present it different ways. Like sometimes I present it as God's truth. And then like in Austria at this art thing, I presented it as a work of conceptual art. So, yes, safer, right? So, and it is it's a concept, it's an idea that small computers, such as we're looking at, came along just in time, or about 5 years after I first needed them. So I'll just sort of talk about it a little bit and feel my way into it. It's more fun to play with than to discuss the theoretics of, but if you don't... if you don't have some appreciation for the theory, then it doesn't make any sense at all. The basic notion is, or the way in which this idea parts company from ordinary science, is there is the idea that there is something which has been overlooked in the categorizing of the forces which shape and maintain the cosmos. Something has been overlooked. And I call this something novelty, following Alfred North Whitehead's philosophy as put forth in Process and Reality. So novelty, and one way of thinking of it, if you have a background in Eastern philosophy, is Tao. What we're talking about here is pretty much something like the Tao, but we are going to call it novelty. And it comes and goes in the world according to mysterious and unfathomable rules, and it builds structure up, dynastic families, corporations, nation states, and it pulls structure down according to some whim or some unimaginable algorithm or previously unimaginable algorithm. And part of what got me started thinking along these lines was simply trying to make mathematical models of Tao. In other words, taking the statements at the beginning of the Tao Te Ching and taking them as mathematical formalisms, and then seeing what the constraints were on a system that operated along those lines. Well, eventually that led me to look at the I Ching, which is sort of the text par excellence relative to this idea that time has qualities, and this idea of the ebb and flow of novelty that I was playing with, I discovered was a notion that was very old in the East. It's not a notion that's even tolerated in Western thinking, because science, in order to do its business, must have the assumption that experiments are time independent, that whether you do an experiment on a Tuesday or a Saturday, this is not a valid parameter of the experiment. However, this idea is suggesting something else. It's suggesting that time actually does have a quality, and that this quality, so far introduced as novelty, and its opposite, and I used to call its opposite entropy, but at Rupert Sheldrake's urging, I now call it habit. So this is a kind of Manichaean cosmology in which habit and novelty are in a constant struggle with each other. One gaining dominance for a period of time and then the other gaining dominance in an endless dynamic relationship. The result of which over long periods of time is that novelty is conserved. I think I used this phrase last night in the introductory talk, but without explaining the ideas which lay behind it. But the idea is that from the psychedelic point of view, or from this point of view, the universe is perceived as a kind of engine for producing and distilling and maintaining novelty, and passing novelty on to yet higher states of novelty. Each level of novelty somehow allowing